35.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was 2 years after I retired when the news shook the world. The United Nations outlawed chewing gum. Of all the things they could have done to help the world, that was the year's achievement. Maybe one day it'll make sense. Hasn't yet. That doesn't mean it won't.
Charles's first call was to his other granddaughter, Lily. Lily had married a chubby fella named Michael and divorced him after 2 kids to marry another fella. Charles couldn't ever remember the name of the other fella, but he'd only met him twice. His granddaughter Lily had 2 kids, an older girl named Cherish and a boy named Cheroot. It made remembering them easy, even if he thought their names were ridiculous. But that wasn't a conversation he was willing to have. It would be like him discussing fashion with a woman. There are quicker ways to commit suicide, so he never said anything about it and was all the happier in his life that way. Charles was pleasantly surprised when the call went through and he saw Lily's smiling face. She looked just as youthful as he remembered, and her brown eyes and straight black hair were just as he remembered.
"Gramps, is that you?"
Lily asked with a toothy smile. Charles happily smiled back.
"It's good to see you, sweetheart. How have you been?"
The banshee watching him was surprised by the transformation she saw when he spoke to his family and could only watch nearby in stunned silence. She hadn't known him long. To witness a perpetually scowling old man light up like a drunk discovering a bottle was an almost apocalyptic event. She hadn't even known he could smile.
"Life's good. Things are going well with Seth, and I couldn't be happier. Cherish is doing good at school, straight A's. And Cheroot turns 8 in 3 days. Is that why you called?" she asked with a sparkle in her eyes.
Charles knew a trap question when he heard it. Of course his calendar would remind him. No, he wouldn't have remembered off the top of his head. Yes, if he gave another reason for his call, then she'd play a guilt card. Even more, she would lay the guilt on thick, especially if he had forgotten a birthday in the past. And given that he couldn't remember if he had gotten them all, that was a high probability. Charles wasn't even sure if he called last year. Now, if Charles were younger, he'd lie. He'd say that was exactly why he was calling. Or if he was tactful, he'd have the precise words to explain in a way that didn't cause any hurt feelings, a way to make it understandable and relatable. If he was a con man, he would have engineered something elaborate at the spur of the moment. If Charles was more compassionate, he may have answered honestly and offered an earnest apology. But Charles wasn't any of those things today. No, he'd been around for long enough to know the best answer to a question like that. One might even say he had a doctorate degree in the best way to play the guilt game.
"I was actually calling to see if you and the kids were up for visiting me. I hadn't seen you all in so long. Of course, I'd be happy to wish him a happy birthday when I see Cheroot. Who knows the next time I'll get to see him?"
Charles answered with a grin. He watched as the sly smile disappeared into mock shock. One should never play the guilt game with the elderly unless they want to lose.
"Oh, no, you're right. He hasn't seen you in years, not since he was 3, and he wouldn't remember that. You're right. We will have to stop by for his birthday."
Now Charles could see her trying to salvage something, and he was fine with that. His whole goal was to see them anyway, even if he couldn't help but poke her back when she tried to pull a fast one. Who knows when was the last time someone called him for his birthday? It was something that should go both ways, after all.
"Sounds like a plan. I've started playing this game, and you could all visit me in the game,"
Charles started to say, but was cut off.
"Of course! You called me while we're all playing, too, after all. I see your location on the map. We'll come to see you in 3 days, okay?"
Lily gave him a smile, but Charles knew she was also pushing him off the comm.
"Sounds great. See you and the kiddos then."
They chit-chatted for a few more minutes about nothing before ending the call. Having them stop by was great news and put Charles in an unbelievably happy mood. Even though he couldn't reach any of the other kids or grandkids when he tried, he was still humming when he decided to get off the comms. He stood from the rocking chair and stretched as if he were getting ready to take on the world.
"Now, to deal with some rats."